God is just so good. I'm so glad for all of you today, and I'm excited about what God is doing and what he's about to do in 2021. And I mean, you know, with everything that we done gone through in 20, you know, and just trusting God to survive that, and we did exactly Amen. That. And now we're about to get ready to go on a consecration or a point of our fasting. I say restoration, and you know, so we're about to get ready to prepare for that. But I just want to share with you just a little bit on rest, because we're going to be talking about rest during the time of, you know, during the fast that we'll be going on. You'll be hearing a little bit more about that a little bit later. But I just want to encourage you, you know, how important it is for us as believers, as people itself. But first of all, let me say a word of prayer before we start that, okay? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. I just thank you this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, because you mean more to me than anything, oh God. You mean more to me than anything. I need you even more, oh God. I need you to take control of my mind and my heart, oh God. I'm just one of those old vessels that you can use, oh God, yielding my members unto you, oh God. I need you to speak through me, oh God, even though I may have studied some things and God, but you know what we need today, God. You know what we need this morning, oh God, to elevate our spirit to the level that you want us to be, oh God. I pray right now, Lord Jesus, that you will endow us with power, oh God, as the word come forth, oh God. Healing will take place, that we will see miracles, signs, and wonders, oh God, because of the word, your word, your word. Not just words, but your word. I notice in the word that as I read the Bible, I see more times it says, you speak a word and you just spoke a word and it was. So I thank you this morning, oh God, for just the word to be spoken, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, just use me as a vessel, oh God. I don't know, God, all the time what to do and sometimes what to say, oh God, but I know you know all things and you know what we stand in need of this morning, oh God. So speak and fill our hearts, oh God, with nothing but your word, oh God, your word that will set us free, deliver, heal, and do all the things that you promise, oh God. And we thank you right now. Thank you for my church, oh God, and my church family, God. And as we sat here today, oh God, on Zoom, oh God, I pray that everyone will be our hearts will be open to receive nothing but your word today, oh God. It is not me, but it's you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for your anointing that dwells in my life that's overshadowing me in the name of Jesus and the power of your word. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. So, you're going to hear about rest. I was reading this little article that Trina had sent to Neek, and talking about how important it is for us to have to a point of relaxation, you know. Many of us have been to a place now. We've been relaxing since the coronavirus has been in effect anyway. Most of us have been chilling. We've been blessed not to be able to go to work, working from home for most of the time. Most of you, pretty much a majority, you've been home. Amen. Been working from home. Amen. Just wave your hand I know you're on mute. If you're in agreement, just wave your hand so I can see your hand wave. Okay. All right. And so, you know, God has blessed us to come out of the workplace and just to come home. So here we are in a place now where we can kind of like chill for a little while. Can I just talk natural? Okay. We can just chill. We can take it easy. We set our little office up at home and everything like that. And at any given time, we can step away from our office, unlike what we can do at work. Can't step away as many times as we could, you know, being at home, having a little office, you know, we can walk away, grab a coffee, grab a donut, go in the refrigerator, get a chicken, you know, or a sandwich or whatever, you know, and come back and sit on our desk because we don't have nobody really looking at us. And at any given time, we can press that button to kill the video. Or at any given time, we can kill the audio. Technology has certainly brought us a long way. Amen. Because I remember a time when once we was in a shed, we couldn't do anything. We couldn't do nothing at all. It wasn't working for us, you know. But look at what technology has done. So in the midst of all of this, we can say, oh, yeah, well, this has been bad. But it's actually been good because it's given us a time, whether we believe it or know it or not. Some of us had a time to get good rest. Amen. Some good rest. So anyway, I went and, you know, it's so much. Oh, my God. It's just so much you can talk about when you start talking about rest, spiritual rest, you know. And I began to start searching scriptures. I mean, start searching, you know. And it's so much. I got page after page after page after page after page concerning just different things. But I was at a point where in my mind, sometime I just start thinking, I said, Lord, I start asking God questions, you know, like a question like, why did you rest? You know, why did God rest after, you know, I asked that question to God, you know. And I started looking stuff up, you know, and I actually wanted to know, you know, what happened after, you know, after God did everything, you know. And I know for in Genesis, the second chapter, basically, and that's where I'm kind of coming from this morning. Now, Genesis, the second chapter, I know that you have your voice Bibles, but I'm going to be in coming out of another version. Basically, it's pretty much an NIV type version, but it's still going to be saying the same thing. I'm just setting this up for Miss Jackie. Genesis, the second chapter, and here we go. And I'll read it out in the voice Bible. That voice Bible is on page. Because we got a voice Bible now, you know, everybody got one, right? Okay. And so glad to be here. And I'm telling you, I just thank God for all of you. Thank God for my children, see all my girls, you know, talk to my son. I told him, I said, man, get on board here. Genesis, the second chapter, verse 2. And it says, on the seventh day, this is out of NIV. The voice Bible, page 3. And it says, on the seventh day with the canvas of the cosmos complete, God paused his.
And don't forget to let me see if I can find.
Are you on Zoom?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Whoever that was, you need to pause. God paused his labor and rested. That's what it said. And he rested. That was it. He paused his labor and he rested. So God took a break and he took a break. He didn't stop doing. He just took a break. And that's right. And at that point, verse 3, I'll go back and say that God blessed everything, the work that he did, you know, and that was it, you know. So and then prior to that, if you do go back and you start reading, you know, you find out that God did all the stuff he did in 6 days. He created. But you know what? The thing was that what God did, you know, and what I found out that in what God was doing, he spoke word. He spoke a word. He spoke a word. He said, let there be. Boom. And it was. He spoke a word, you know. Basically, God's labor was just speaking a word, you know. And I was just thinking about, man, you know, when we go over this or we have heard other people teaching on this, you know, it made it seem like God had did so much because God spoke about, God said, look, let there be light because there was darkness. And then God said he separated. Then he spoke and he separated the light from the darkness. And then he spoke again and separated the waters from the earth. And then he spoke again. Then he said there was creatures, then the trees and on. He did all these different things. And man, when you're reading that, you said you kind of when you're reading that, you get exhausted just reading that what God has did in 6 days. And then he said, "There we go." He just made man, you know. But prior to that, when I read, you know, because I ain't always knew the Bible. Sometimes I said, I wish I had grown up in church like my kids. You know, they grew up in church. You know, they grew up in church. My son was telling me, he said, Daddy, I, you know, told me, telling me yesterday, he said, Daddy, you know, I thank God for you and mom because, y'all grew us up in church, you know, so we was in church. We were raised in church all our life. And he said, but I didn't understand. I don't understand how y'all got the knowledge and the ability to do, teach us how to do, to be the people that we became, you know, as young adults, as we grew up. You know, he said, for the life of me, I never could understand how. And then he said, I realized that God gave y'all the knowledge, the wisdom to be parents, to be, to raise us in the fear of holiness, you know, and understand that we had to love God and God would give us anything. So he said, but you guys labor. He said, y'all labor. He said, I seen what you did. I seen how y'all struggle and seen how things was hard and seen how things, and daddy, you just worked and you just worked and you just worked and you just worked. I said, yes, sir, I did. You know, I worked and didn't hardly rest. And basically I worked to make sure that my family had what they needed, you know, that they would have a good life, you know, and God did the same thing with us. He worked. And then, but he said, look, take a break. He said, take a break. You know, he said, take a break. Don't stop, but just take a break. You feel what I'm saying? So here I'm going to read this. And this is just something that I just printed off a little some stuff I just was studying. And it says in Genesis 2:2, we read, and on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So at this point right now, we might ask the question, well, did God need to be rejuvenated? No, he just took a break. God is omnipotent. What did he need to take a break for? What did he need to be revived for? You know, he's all powerful, almighty. Scriptures tell us that, you know. But here it is. If God is omnipotent, he has all power. It doesn't make much sense that he would need to rest. After we had a busy week, we take a nap. Some of us have, after we had a busy day, we take a nap, you know. And I was talking to someone. I was like, well, you know, I was talking to somebody and I, days ago, and we were just talking about, you know, I asked a question like, what happened after God finished creation? I was like, what happened? We know God rested, right? We know God rested. He rested, but he didn't stop. You know, and I looked and I said, well, I was curious because I wanted to know, because we never talk about it. Nobody preach about what God does. What happened after the creation, after God created everything and he created, and then he said, oh yeah, you know what? This is good. This is good. You know, he said it was good. It was very good. It was excellent. There was no wrong. There was no fault in everything that he created. It was good. But I want to know what happened. You know, did God take any more breaks after that? You know, did God just go ahead on, and or did God just say this for us? Did he just leave just a pathway for us as believers, you know, as citizens of the kingdom, I like to say, you know, as a word that we used to use back in the day, we are aliens, you know, we aliens, you know, because we're not of this world. But you know what happened? Did God take another nap? Now know that in a period of time in the Bible, in between the New and the Old Testament, for you all that may not know for sure, you know that what happened in between the New Testament and the Old Testament, there was a period of time when God didn't do anything. Nobody heard from God for a period of time, and so much stuff was going on. But that's something else that we can get into a little later time. But, you know, God didn't just rest behind that. God was just, he was just a little bit upset about some stuff. So he just decided to just be quiet. No, do and say anything. He's just going to let man just do what he want to do, like he's always done. Then next thing you know, when God said, but he goes on and move into another direction. But God, he did. He didn't take a nap. We got to take a nap. But I know we as human beings, we're functioning on a whole different aspect. But then I also started thinking, I said, well, you know, God said, let us make man out of our image. Whew. Let us make man out of our image. So that puts us into a whole perspective as men and women, you know, because what happens here is we're God creatures. You know, we're like God. We like God. We grieve like God. But I do understand the fact that after man did what he did, ate off the tree that he was not supposed to eat off. He life changed for us as being peoples. We no longer had certain abilities, you know, but we had to work towards that. Y'all with me? So we had to work towards that. So in the process of time, you know, things change. So our bodies begin to stop failing us and everything like that because we stepped outside of the will of God. It's so important for us to stay inside the will of God. We'll live a long time. We wouldn't have all of these sicknesses and diseases and stuff like that. I just believe that because that's like Nick prayed earlier, you know, that he with all these things was done healing. It was Jesus went to the cross and all this stuff was done. So we're not supposed to be sick according to what we believe. Y'all with me? But if we rest properly, we wouldn't have these problems. So look, let me read a note, a little bit of notes. I'm not going to be here long. Okay. First, we should quote the verse correctly. It doesn't say God needed to rest. It did not say that. It simply says that he did rest. He said he needed rest, you know, and I know I've heard some people say it made it seem like God had, he wore himself out creating the world. How's that? Also, it is clear from scripture that God did not rest because he was tired. Genesis 17:1 calls God the Almighty. Psalms 147:5 says, great is the Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. God is all powerful. He never tires and never needs to rest. As Isaiah 40:28 says, the everlasting God, the Lord of the creation, the Lord, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faint nor be, nor is weary. God is a sum of perfection. He is never diminished in any way, form or fashion, and including diminishing in his power. So he doesn't get tired. You know, he doesn't get tired. So I think and I believe that we need to lean on God the more so that we can be strengthened. I know he said we should mount up wings as an eagle and we should fly above all of our problems and everything like that. We are soar like an eagle. And, you know, and we meant that's Isaiah, the 40th chapter. But, you know, he talks about how we can be strengthened, you know, by his power, you know. And then the other thing is that I think about is that I'm talking about power and we resting, how important it is. God did not say that we had to do it a lot, you know, like we do some folks say. Man, I know some people, man, it's just like they rest. I don't even know how they do it. You done slept your whole day away. I have friends, associates that sleep almost all day long. I said, man, how do you sleep in the bed all day long? Man, I'm a night owl. You're a night owl. You done lost your whole day. You done slept your life away. Man, I need my rest. For what? You ain't doing nothing. What are you doing? Think about what you're doing. Oh, the nigga, they get mad at me because I tell them, I said, what is you doing? What have you accomplished in your day? Well, man, you know what? They don't know. They don't know. They just start talking, you know, talking about this and talking about this. What have you accomplished in your day? You don't sleep all day long until 6 or 7 o'clock in the afternoon, in the evening time, all day. What has you done in your day? Nothing. You've accomplished nothing. I have a hard time sometimes if I sleep past 4 hours, I have a hard time. If I oversleep, you know, like oversleep. What is oversleeping? If I don't wake up early in the morning and just get my day, then I feel like I've lost my day. You feel what I'm saying? I'm a rest, you know, and I found that I can rest in a few hours, 3 or 4 hours a day, and I'm good. You know, I know for some people they got to have 8 hours of sleep, you know, but somewhere down the line I'm hearing them talking about that, you know. 8 hours of sleep is not always the best thing for some people. It's not good for you to get 8 hours, you know. But I say, well, you know, well, God, what do we need to do? You know, We need to rest. We can rest in the spirit. What are you talking about, Pastor Jesse? What are you talking about? Well, what I'm saying is that we can just sit back. We can just sit back and we can enjoy some worship. You know, we can just enjoy. Because I found myself now that, you know, and trust and believe, Pastor used to say this to me all the time. At some point in your life, hon, she said, at some point in your life, hon, you'll be driving down the road without no music. You'll be sitting in the house. And you will click the TV off and you'll just be resting in the presence of the Lord. You know, I said, girl, you know what? I got to have this radio kicking. You know what I'm saying? Listening to my gospel music. I got to have this on. I can't ride down the road without nothing on, you know. But then all of a sudden, one day something happened, you know. And I mean, this is before she even passed away. But, you know, it's just something happened. And here I am. I'm in my car and I'm driving down the road, you know. And all of a sudden the radio is on, but I don't hear anything. You know, I don't hear nothing. The whole thing, just everything just goes silent. My ears are still attentive to what was going on 92.5, you know. I got like, you know, just like listening, and I'm listening, you know, 88.1 in the morning time, you know, and listening to Kobe talking and, you know, and all the, you know, and listening to the word, and all of a sudden I don't hear anything. I don't hear nothing. And I'm like, I'm saying to myself, I'm thinking that the volume in the radio that something happened. This is one time. But it was God speaking. He was just bringing me to a place of rest, riding down the road. I want you just to listen to me. I just want you to hear me, you know, and just come into that quiet place. And then the same thing in my house, in my room with the TV on. And all of a sudden, I don't really want to watch this program, you know. Turn the TV off, you know, and just be in a point of total silence. And here I am resting. But it's not a physical rest that I'm experiencing, but it's a spiritual rest that I'm going through, you know, whereas God is fulfilling my appetite, you know, he's fulfilling that emptiness that's inside of me, you know, that void that's been overtaking me for such a long time. And he said, now I'm going to teach you how to rest in me. You know, I'm going to teach you how to just get in the word and just open up your word. And again, just open up your word and just soak in me, just savor in me, you know. And so in the process of me just sitting there, just looking and just reading his word and or just listening to it or watching YouTube, watching somebody teach and preach on YouTube or going through a motivational program, you know, and all of a sudden my spirit is being filled. I'm feeling energized, you know, I'm feeling rejuvenated, you know, and the more I did this, the more I became rejuvenated, the more my spirit was being revived in this point, you know, and so now here I am, I'm experiencing a different type of rest that I didn't even experience before in all the time that I've been saved, you know what I'm saying? And I've studied the word, I've been sleep for a while, you know, I wake up, you get up early in the morning. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When you got to speak, you get up, you're asking God, Lord, give me something to say. You got 1,000 notes. It's 1,000 notes you're going through. I'm going through this. You highlighting this and that. And yet and still you're saying, God, I need more of you. And you already know that the word is inside of you. You know. And you know, God don't put you to sleep. You done sat up there. You're prepared. Y'all know, I'm talking to the you know, folks that teaches sometimes, you know, preachers and teachers, all of us, you know, we serve a purpose in Christ. But, you know, and you say to yourself, man, God, you know, and I mean, you could be doing this thing for a long time, but you say, God, I just need, you know, God said, Lord, I'm going to put you to sleep right now. Boom. And all your notes, you got your laptop, you got your phone, you got your Kindle, you got your tablet, all this stuff laid out on your kitchen table. God done put you to sleep. And here it is. You wake up. It's time for you to get up. And now it's time for you to get up. You know, and God said, God, you don't realize that you have been rested in him. You've been resting in him. He's like, I'm going to give you rest. Boom. He laid his hands on you, you know, fell on to sleep. And then when you wake up, you feel a point of tiredness when you first wake up. And then as you get up, then all of a sudden you start feeling energized. You start feeling like something's happening on the inside. You don't feel that cough that you had. You don't feel like you can't breathe, like you can't breathe. You don't feel like you got the headache that you fell asleep on. Your stomach is not feeling so bad because God done dealt with you while you was resting in him, while you was laying in him. He begins to start touching your body and healing you of whatever was going on inside of you. Now you feel rejuvenated. rejuvenated. Now you feel strengthened, you know? And it didn't come from you slept for 8 hours or 20 hours, but it came because you fell asleep in him, you know? You didn't go to sleep looking at NCI Las Vegas, you know, or Maverick, the cowboy movies, you know? You didn't fall asleep on that, but you fell asleep in the word, you know? And God began to start dealing with your spirit while you was asleep, doing surgery on you while you sleep, healing your body while you asleep. I'm going to read something else for you, and I'll go ahead and quit. But I pulled this up, and it was interesting to me, and it was just talking about rest. And it says rest, and using it's a I guess this is a Greek word, nuach, is word for rest. Okay, and it says, and then it goes on and says, we are such a busy bunch of bees, you know, flattering about, constantly moving, never slowing down, keeping up with the Joneses, multitasking, marathoning. It seems to me that we have a hard time sitting still. We do. I'm guilty of that. I have a hard time sitting still, but he sit me down sometimes. Oh, sit down, Jesse. Sit down, don't move. You know, he locked me down. He say, God, get me. Sometimes he get me. I be like on the go. Y'all know, Jesse Gravy on the go. I'm nonstop. Only thing gets me down is my wheels ain't moving. My feet are still moving. Only time I'm not moving is when I'm laying down. But even when I'm laying down sometimes when I'm laying down, I'm still moving in my sleep. I'm just constantly thinking. Then I had to ask God, release my mind and just rest. Put my mind at rest. And then he was just tell me, get into the word. And when I get into the word, my mind will go sleepy. You know, sometimes how y'all do, sometimes you get to reading the Bible, you fall asleep after reading two scriptures. So we turn on auto Bible. So that way we don't have to read it. We can just listen to it, put it beside our ears and just listen to it, put the headphone on, and we still go to sleep. We last a little bit longer because we're not reading it, but we last a little bit longer, but we're still hearing it in our spirit, you know? But when you get to reading that, sitting up there reading that Bible, and you next thing you know, and I used to do it all the time, read the Bible and seeing like I couldn't make it past. I used to hear people saying, you know, the Bible is like a sleeping pill. That is a poor analogy, Bible. It's like a sleeping pill. I don't want my Bible to be like no sleeping pill. I want it to be like a healing method. You know, I want it to be my doctor. I want it to be my lawyer. You know, I want it to be my provider. I want it to be my lover. I want it to be everything that I need for it to be except for a sleeping pill. Yeah. But anyway, it says, until now, that is, now in order to battle this pandemic, we have to stay put and slow down and maybe, and just maybe rest, you know. And I mean, you know, this pandemic has changed all of our lives. It has changed all of our lives. It got us home for most of you. Some of y'all ain't been out the house since this thing been going on. And you still tired. Why? Ask yourself why. What are you doing that you still tired? You should, if you have not been outside nowhere, you should be fully strengthened and energized. You know, I ought to be able to come and draw off your well. Amen. You want to talk about birthday? We ought to be able to come and draw off their well. They ain't been outside, they ain't been nowhere. We out here, going, serving people and everything like this. And you home resting, chilling. Got your feet up. Don't looking at all the wrong stuff. No, you shouldn't be watching this and watching that. You know, you shouldn't be listening to this and listening to that. You know, you listen to people just put stuff in your spirit. You know, shouldn't be listening to all that stuff, taking it in, you know, and then you wonder why things are so tough. You should be strengthened. God is strengthened me. So if God's strengthened me and I'm out there with a mask on that's I'm breathing in particles from my mask. All this other stuff. You got to get me a new mask now because the doctor was telling me some stuff. I'll share this with you all in a little bit about the mask. But nevertheless, guess what, folks? God is still good. But listen, God has a specific plan for his creation to rest. In fact, he himself, after a solid work week, rested. He did after a solid work week. He did something. He rest. He had a right to rest if he wanted to. What are you doing to deserve your rest? You know, what are you doing to deserve your rest? You know, get in the word, folks. Exodus 28 to 11. And also Deuteronomy 5:12-15. It says, remember the Sabbath. This is remember the Sabbath. You got to remember the Sabbath and you got to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor. This is what Old Testament, we used to function by this. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. And but on the seventh day is the Sabbath. You're not. And in this time, during this time, they did not do nothing on the seventh day. You know. A group of people who call themselves the Seventh-day Adventists. They don't do anything on the seventh day. They believe that the seventh day is a whole day of holiness, that we should just serve God to the fullness. It could be any day of the week, far as I'm concerned. You feel what I'm saying? But the fact of the matter is that we have to begin to start reverencing what the Word of God said. We need to just get to the place where we're going to present ourselves. How can you present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, if you all tow up? You can't. You know, how can you help God to God's kingdom when you all tow up? You can't. But first of all, in order to get your body right, you have to get your mind right. You have to get your spirit right. You have to get your spirit right. And we have to get our spirit right. We that know God, we have to get ourselves right. How do I get that, Pastor? I got to stay in God's word. I got to surround myself around godly people, you know. Come on, y'all know what happens when we don't surround ourselves around the right people. We fall into temptation. We hurt our own self because we don't want to be different. I read something else, and this kind of got me. It says Noah rested in the doves. That's the capture. It says that there are many moments in the Bible where rest is integrated to story, but Noah and the ark should be considered one of the most interesting, considering Noah's name was actually Noyak, which means rest. His name actually meant rest. I didn't even know that till I read this, you know? And so here, the story about Noah, it was all embraced. Noah, he labored, he rabled, he did what God told him to do. And check this out, right? It says that Noah had a 40-day, he had him and his family and all the creatures that was on an ark, they had a 40-day rest. They had a 40-day rest. Because it took 40 days for this, for them, the ark finally landed on the mountain. And it took 40 days for all this to recede, the water to recede, and the dove to come back with a leaf, and then he got left. Then the next time around, after seven more days, he left again and the dove didn't come back. That's what the Bible says, you know, okay? And that's in Genesis, the 8th chapter, verse 4, Genesis 12, talks about that. Then the dove never come back. The dove found a permanent home, so he didn't bother to come back, okay? So anyway, but the fact of the matter is that God takes us to a place where we have to come to a point where we allow God and us and God and us, you know, where God encamped himself around about us. We have to let him just come into that place of rest with him. Amen. Our lives would be changed, you know, when we do, you know, and I say this, I'm not saying some telling you something that I haven't done my own self, you know, because at one time I didn't rest. I worked all the time, you know, and when I went all the time, I worked all the time between my full-time job, you know, and my full-time job is being a pastor, you know, and my full-time job is being a husband. My full-time job is being a father, you know, my full-time job is a business owner, you know, my full-time job is helping people, you know, my full-time job is making sure my mom was right. My full-time job. You understand what I'm saying? All of these things, you know, and then when it came down to my spiritual rest, it wasn't there, you know. It's only 24 hours in a day. Somebody said 25 hours. It's actually 20. It's only 1 hour in a day, because when we kind of like calculate everything, we calculate, put down, wrote down everything that we do in a single day, we'll find ourselves that we do so much more than in a day than what we do concerning spirituality stuff. our walk with Father Christ, you know, the things that we do for Christ, you know, and Bible says that only what we do for Christ is going to last anyway, you know, so all this stuff that we can accumulate, you know, the houses and land, all this other stuff is going to go away. But only what we do for Christ is going to last. So that means that in order for me to get to where I need to be, I need to go ahead on and give myself over to Christ even the more. I need to just find him, find that place, you know. And I remember years and years ago when 2 years after I got saved, we was down in Mississippi. And I guess it was like, yeah, the second year. Nikki wasn't born then. It was the second year and a third year, somewhere in between that time. And I would be riding in a truck, and I would go out, and after I finished my route, and I would go out near the airport out there, the Lowndes County Airport, where way out there in Mississippi. And I parked the truck in the woods, and nothing but trees. And I'd be sitting in there, and I was just crazy about reading the Bible, because they said that, you know, I heard the preacher say that if you lack wisdom, ask God. If you lack knowledge, ask God. So here my crazy self, well, I'm sitting in the woods, got my Bible in the truck, and I'm sitting there, and I got my Bible open, and I'm just reading. And so next thing I know, I am in a place, in a whole different place, you know, whole totally different place, you know. And that's what happened. And God allowed me to just get to that point. But you know what? We're gonna have to continue this. we only on limited time on this here. But we will continue on next time I come around. We'll finish this up. But I just want to encourage you just to get into that place where God can, you know, can use you. You know, and the only way He's gonna get to use you is that you have to get into His place. Get into that place with Him spiritually. Get that spiritual rest. Lay down with Him. Soak with Him. Amen. And watch what He do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you now, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the word that came forth, oh God. And I know we're a little bit longer than what I plan to do, oh God. Father, and I just ask you right now, Lord Jesus, that you would just fortify our minds, oh God, and just bless us, oh God, in a supernatural way, oh God, and enlighten us with your word, oh God. And Father, just rain on us with your spirit, oh God. Fill us more with the Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you right now. I pray that your word is going forth with. And God, that you would just use us, oh God, as your people, oh God, to save a dying world, oh God. And we thank you that you've encountered your angels around us, oh God. Oh God, and we thank you right now for all things in your name. Thank you, Lord. God's people say amen.